Yes, welcome. This is Elcott. The next step. I am Overlord Bugs Wilcott, and it was I who just did the exclamation proclamation. I have broken through the veil, through the fabric, into the EGAC.
I am Overlord Casper. It is not required to enjoy the proclamation exclamation. In fact, Overlord Bugs Wilcott's proclamation exclamation, where he broke through the fabric into the EGAC, made me physically ill. I am sickened by it. I say again, I'm sickened by it. One more time, I'm sickened by it.
I'm sickened by it too. Breaking through the veil into the EGAC is an honorable thing, but the exclamation proclamation as done there by Overlord Bugs Wilcott made me physically ill, and I wanted to lose not only the contents of my stomach, but was ever in the colon. You understand where I'm coming from. I am Overlord One-Eye.
Thank you, Overlord One-Eye and Overlord Casper, as they both regurgitate and flush out into what's called the Fleming, or the street level. Flushed out, street level, down into a sewer and on into the ocean. That's what we call in Elcott the next step, the purge. Please don't misunderstand, the purge in Elcott the Next Step has nothing to do with the rather crass and coarse themes of a movie called The Purge, which does not interest us in the least. In fact, we wish they would take every print of that film and burn it. Burn it and burn it yet again. Go back to the ash pile, throw in some more lighter fluid and burn it a third time. That's how much we loved that movie.
This is Elcott. The next step.
This is Overlord Bugs Wilcott. And today we want to talk about prospective members. We have received an application for membership, not only an application for membership, but an application for imprintation, an application for a pressment, that is, to be able to stand in front of the Overlord Council and have each member of the Overlord Council sit on your feet. Now, this is called pressment. And when one has his or her feet sat on by an Overlord, you become an automatic 30-year man or woman. You are 30-year in feet, 30-year in philosophy, 30-year in membership. To have an Overlord sit on your feet is high praise indeed. We'd like to bring in now The first applicant. What is the problem?
You just said first applicant. You just called the man a cunt.
I don't think I did, but...
Yes, you did. You called the man a cunt.
All right, where are we going with this?
How you doing? It's the Ryan Warren, everybody.
Well, you went away.
We'd like to bring on now the applicant, Major Elvis Newton of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Oh, give me a break. Now hold on just a second there, Overlord Wilcott. What is your protestation?
Are you kidding me, Major Elvis Newton of the Citizens Auxiliary Police? This has got to be some kind of subterfuge. This is an operation conducted by the Citizens Auxiliary Police to spy on, to actually use a level of espionage, to surveil our wonderful and very, very tightly knit and certainly covered and coherent and covert Elcott, the next step.
Welcome, Major Elvis Newton, and what say ye?
I'm very interested in becoming a member of Elcott, the next step, because I want to know what it is to have the kind of peace and the kind of love and understanding you people have. I spend almost 23 of every 24-hour period in constant surveillance, police surveillance and security work, trying to ensure the safety of all concerned. I would love it if I could knock off work for a while, go to the Elcott Redeemery and re-arch, also the ego suction drain, and have myself reinstalled, give myself a priming, make sure that I'm uplifted, make sure there are lifts in my shoes, that someone has one hand on one cheek, is pushing me up, and is making me feel for the first time like a man!
Holy Christ.
What's your major malfunction?
I'm sorry. We'll take it under advisement. We thank you very much, Major Newton. Now, hold on just for a moment. No, you hold on. You've already come in here, and you let your colon uncoil. No one ever does that around me.
You guys are...
What's that? Nothing, I'm sorry.
He was going to say we're a pain in the ass.
We can't level you because you're a non-member. However, I will level myself to show just how seriously I take, in the negative, your prospective membership. I am not at all happy with you being a member of Elcott. This is how bad I think it would be. I'm going to level myself. Have at it.
How you doing? Go ahead, Warren, everybody.
How you feeling?
He feels fine. He had himself self-leveled because he can't stand looking at you.
I'll go back and report my findings to the Citizens Auxiliary Police August Executive Council.
Yeah, you do that.
How are you, Bugs? I'm fine now. Now that this man Newton has fled the scene. Because he's a real bad scene. And that's something in Elcott we want you people to understand. When someone comes into Elcott the next step and they're a real bad scene, they're not making the scene. They are causing us consternation. They're causing us a feeling of tightness and then all of a sudden spasm in the upper, then the lower, and then finally the exit colon. We don't like what we hear from people like Major Elvis Newton, and that's why we will take it under advisement, but it's very unlikely that Major Newton will become a member of
Elcott.
The next step. This is Elcott. The next step.
This is Overlord One Eye. Don't you ever come in here and think you're going to chump change us or cheese us, or what we call cheese us under the seat. Same thing as being chump changed. What it means is you go in here and you play us. You don't come in here, you go in here. If you come in here, then we want you to be a member. If you go in here, it means you're going in as in movement. It also means you're going.
You're going all over the floor.
Yes. And that's exactly how we feel that this Major Elvis Newton treated us. He came in, he went on the floor, and then left.
Well, I thank you very, very much, Overlord One Eye, and you, Overlord Casper, for your open-mindedness and your open-mindedness. It is very, very meaningful and is extremely welcome.
This is the part of the program now where Overlord Bugs Wilcott will vocalize and sing his spiritual upliftment.
Yes, can I help you?
Are you, Mr. Wilcott?
Yes, that's my name.
I have this here. Did you sign this?
What is this? Very funny.
What is it? What is it? You must tell us.
You're duty bound.
Okay. Erica Dorton wants to see me in court. She wants a child support.
Child support?
Yes. Before I became a member of Elcott the next step, Erica Dorton, who's now the headmistress at C.K. Corona Middle School, she and I were scene partners working for Augusto's blockbuster movie. You remember that?
You were doing porn.
Okay. So what?
Oh, boy. Bugs, listen.
No, don't give me the Bugs, okay?
Bugs, you gotta understand. Have you been with her since?
No, I have not.
You gotta give her child support because you had a kid?
Yes. One time, okay? One time a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, God.
You'd bring that in here. You'd bring the promise of disease in here.
I can assure you that Erica Dorton is not diseased in the sense that you're talking. She is diseased mentally and spiritually, but not physically.
So, and it looks like that Overlord Bugs Wilcott has to pay child support to Erica Dorton. When did this happen?
I think the kid's about 3 years old.
You think? You don't even know?
What are you guys looking at?
I'm looking at you.
I'm looking at you, Jump.
Call me Jump.
And so Bugs Wilcott had to pay child support to Erica Dorton in support of a three-year-old child. Her name? Ruby Eveline. Eveline being the name of her adopted father. Oh, well, you can quit staring at me, okay?
Big disappointment. Okay. And don't you dare mock me. Am I?
Yes, you are. No, no.
Oh, you hit me in the face.
Don't you ever mock an overlord. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. I was trying to have a laugh.
Where do you want it?
In the balls. He's only kidding. I didn't kick him. No, he did not.